the Torah Stam, whenever the Torah says to pay back with Stam Kesef Yishno, it means Kesef Tzuri. It writes, whenever you have to pay back, it means this more chosh of a coin. Like Rashi says, whatever it says, Shekel have a Selet Tzuri to our Bor Dinrin. That's four Dinrin, like Rabbi Yochanan before said. But Bishel Devrayim, whenever the Rabbanim say you have to pay money, that's Kesef Medina, that's the regular coin, which is one-eighth of Kesef Tzuri, worth much less, only one-eighth. So first the question, is it true what you're saying? For Klolu, is this a klal that every time the Torah says, it always means the more expensive one, for a taina? As a shalom, when you go and ask, yes, you owe me two things, you owe me two chairs, and you owe my to one. For a taina, the chsiv, it says, ki yitain ish avriyeyu Kesef akedon lishmor. I give you, let's say, $2 to watch, two Kesef, or two kelim to watch. Utanana, it says, Ushvuas hadayonim, when it comes to Shatu Bez, and I say I gave you five chairs to watch, and you said no, you only took two of them. So, Taina Shtei Kesef, I have to ask you for at least two Kesef. So, you see what? It's not Stav Shtei Kesef. In the Torah says Kesef, Shtei Kesef, Rashi says, Shtei Mor, means a very small amount of money. Rashi, Shtei Mois, so one third of a dinner. Even though the Pesach says Kesef here, see, it doesn't mean four dinrin. It means the smallest amount of money there is. So you see, Kesef Stam does not mean the Mchosh of a four dinrin. Smur says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Hosem, here by Moed of a Mixas is much different. The Pesach says, Kita Nishra Yev, it says, Kesef Oy Kalim. He gave them money or utensils. So you dash like this, Ma Kalim, just like Kalim means Shnayim too, is asked Kesef Shnayim. Kesef also means two. Mash many two coins. It doesn't have to be Choshev of coins. Any two coins is good. Also, Ma Kesef Dabba Choshev, just like a coin, even the smallest coin, is still a Dabba Choshev, it's still something. Is asked Kalim Dabba Choshev. It has to be a whole Kli, a Choshev of Kli, not a broken Kli. But I call upon him here by Taina, even though it says Kesef, here Kesef doesn't mean four dinin, it even means a small coin, because it's Dema. To Kesef like Kalim. But the more still is the true, I was saying, Vare Maisa, the pasture of being Poyda Maisa Shani. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Vetzato a Kesef Biodecha, so if you have a lot of Maisa Shani outside Yerushalayim, you can be Poyda on to money, and take the money, so Vetzato collect the money in your hands, and take the money to Yerushalayim. Now, Tanan, we learned, Ha Poyrit Sela B'mois Maisa Shani, that you can be Poyrit means change it over from small coins into a seller. Mashman, originally, when you were paid the money, when you were paid the Maisa Sheni, you were paid it onto very small coins. And now when you want to take these coins up to Yishlayim, you could change them over into bigger coins. The Koponim at Mashman, you started out with small coins. You want to go to the bank collect and change over, you get a seller's worth from the money that you have, and the small money. So here you see, you could be paid it onto small money also. You don't need big Mois Atsuri. So Mar says also, Shani Kesef, I'll tell you, Maisa Shani, Maisa is different. Why? Because Kesef, Kesef Hebrew, it says the word Kesef a few times. So it's Mar, but not only the Chosh of a Kesef, but any type of Kesef, any small coin you want, you could be putting the Maisa Shani onto it. Yeah. It actually says, Zimna Ksiv, it says three times in the Pasha Osam, Kesef, and Asata, the Kesef, Asata, a Kesef, from the Sata the Kesef Reba Komili. Since the Rebri, any type of Kesef is good. Fred Gumarok still, or a Hegdish, the Pash, you want to be paid the Hegdish. The Chsid, the Prosik says, Benosam a Kesef a Komli. If you want to buy back something of Hegdish and be paid to it, because of Benosam a Kesef, give money. And the Yom HaShmuel, Hegdish Shava Mona, the Hegdish Worth a Mona, Hegdish Shava Mona, Shechilulu al Shava Pruta, there is Mechal on the Shava Pruta, is Mechulul. It is Mechulul. So you see what? You want to be paid the Hegdish, even though it's worth a lot of money, you can use a Shava Pruta. So Chuletzakasha, Shava Pruta is not a Mona Tzuri. So it says also, Hegdish Nami, Yalif, Kodesh, Kodesh, Mimaisa. So you say, Shava, Kodesh, Kodesh, Mimaisa. Rashi says, Mimaisa, Shani, Rashi says, Ksiv, Kodesh, Vechomaisa, Boka, Vitzor, Nashi, Yavo, or the Hegdish Ksiv, Yishki, Yakdish, Es Beisa, Kodesh. So you say, Shava, Mimaisa, Hegdish to Mimaisa. Therefore, that's why you could be paid the Hegdish also with less than a monetary. For the most still, the Rei Kedush Isha, when you want to get married, the Chassid, the Pasuk says, the Yotza Chinu Men Kesef, the Widash, when an Omar Riyah goes out, she doesn't have to pay any money. But mashmid is another place where they do have to pay money. That's by kedusha kesef when you get married. So that's one manyan we learn out kedushin from this pasuk. So it says the word kesef here. Still, now I'm going to first mishnah in kedushin. That they shama yemi bedinner or veshava dinner. If you want to mikdash with a dinner, that's good. That's monaturi. But a betulah, remember, prut veshava prut. You don't have to use a chashav monaturi. So now people use a small copper coin. So say the chur leima. Let's say revasi yemi to veshamai. You want to tell me that Rav Asi before they said kol kesef that says in the Torah always means a chashav kesef, a kesef tzuri, the chur is something like beisham and not like beisilu. That's a kasha. Usually we pass more beisilu. It's more so true. El rav e yitma. If you learn Rav Asi's halacha, hochi yitma. This is the way to learn it. That om rav yudom Rav Asi kol kesef kotzuf. Whenever the Torah says the exact amount, how much to pay, like by pitching a ben, it says 5 sloyim. Then the Torah is marked that has to be choshev a kesef, kesef tzuri. But if the shadavrei, whenever the rabbanon say to pay back kesef, that's kesef medina. But Rav Asi meant to say only when the Torah says an amount, how much you have to pay, that's kesef tzuri. So we ask the question, my kamashmos, what do we need a din for? Kanina, we learned that in our Mishnah, that's what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said, chomei sloyim shaben, that the Mishnah reconciles all these things, it is a schum. The Mishnah said, Chomish Shloim Sabin, then it says Shloishim Shlevit, if you're sure, kills never, Torah says pay back 30. Then Chemishim Shloim is Vimanis, a girl, or Yimafato, or Moitishemra, the Torah says 50 or 100. So whenever the Torah says a number, the Mishnah says it already. So what do we need Rav Asi for? What's Rav Asi's Chiddush here? The Mishnah says this already. That whenever there's a Cheshbin of how much money you have to pay, the Torah means with Kesef Tzuri. So my answer is, I tell you, we shall devrayim kesef medina yisrochlei. Rav Asi's chiddush is that when the rabbanim make up the skum to make you pay, there is kesef medina, not a choshev a kesef. The tanam, I'll bring you proof we learned. Somebody blows in somebody's ear and he does damage to him. He hits him or blows in his ear. So it says noisim leisela. You have to pay him a seller. So that's called the midrabbanim. Now, the loy tamer don't think that this seller means seller arbazuzi. It's a seller's worth for dinrin, for zuzno. And the pagod de zuzi, it's enough to be worth even half of a zuz. That's also called a seller. The koreyinsha seller, pagod de zuzi, people call the seller even half of a zuz. So you see, when the rabbanim gave a cheshbon to pay, their cheshbon is the smallest amount of money. Their cheshbon is not a lot. So if a people call it a zuz, people call it half a zuz a seller. Yeah. And this comes out, this is 1/8 of the kesef tzuri. Now the Gemara says, Chona Bisha, once happened Chona, once happened with Chona Bisha, that says he was a bad man, Chona is the same. Yeah. Chona Bisha, talk a little who gavra. He like hit a man in his ear. So Osla came with Rav Huna, they brought him in front of Rav Huna. Omalei, Havlei, Pagod Azuz, he told him, go pay him half of Azuz. That's called the seller, Midrabonin, it's a Pagod Azuz, you have to pay him. So that one was Zuzi Mocha Badei. So this Chana Bisha didn't have a half of a Zuz. All he had was like a beaten up Zuz.